out of the kingdom.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Four Russian generals have reportedly been killed in the fighting. Western officials say the generals may be pushing closer to the front lines to try and boost flagging morale among the Russian troops, making them more vulnerable to attack themselves. The New York Times reports, quote, two American military officials said that many Russian generals are talking on unsecured phones and radios.
Great plan.
In at least one instance, they said, the Ukrainians intercepted a general's call, geolocated it, and attacked his location, killing him and his staff, end quote. And then there's Russia's loss of costly military hardware. The Wall Street Journal has this report headlined, Ukraine has become a graveyard for Russian tanks, with analysts saying that this is likely the highest number of tanks destroyed in such a short period since World War II. Now, all of this bad news is having repercussions back in Moscow. Russian news sources have reported that Vladimir Putin has put two of his top intelligence officials under house arrest. A Russian security services expert tells the Times that the two men were interrogated for providing poor intelligence ahead of the invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Russian military is reportedly so desperate for new soldiers that recruiters are targeting and pressuring Central Asian immigrants who are working in Russia, basically telling them if they want Russian citizenship, they need to sign up to go fight in Ukraine.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, so let's just put it this way. The Russian invasion is slowing, which is shocking because I didn't think it could get any slower. I'm gonna recruit you today. I'm going to recruit you. Remember yesterday we were talking about there's only two things that we need to do. And one of them was to get behind the Iron Curtain of media in Russia. So we're going to work on that today. We're going to recruit you. You're going to do something. You're going to actually do something. And it's going to feel really good when you do it. And it's really easy. Okay, so that is, and the second thing that you have to do is, by the way, yesterday in the homework, there was the first link in yesterday's homework section was a link that you could click on for the second portion of what you can do. You don't have to, obviously, but you can do it. Today, the thing I'm going to tell you to do, you have to do. You have to. Yesterday, the thing that you have that I put in there for you to do is not a you must do. It's just a way to do something. And what is that thing? That thing is, if you wanted to really help, if you're feeling like, I don't know how to help and I don't know where I belong and I don't know what to do, you could sign up on this website that was put together by two kids in Harvard that attend Harvard. It is a website if, and not everybody can, and you shouldn't feel bad if you can't or won't. It's not a guilt thing, but you could, if you can, go to this website and volunteer to be a host for women, children fleeing Ukraine who are emigrating to places like Poland, trying to get to, I mean, when I see some of them are having to go to Moldova, I mean, it literally breaks my heart because that is one of the poorest places in the entire portion of Eastern Europe that we're looking at, right? And also there is a separatist barrier between Ukraine and Moldova, a separatist region called Transnistria, believe it or not. And Transnistria is, they were waiting for the call that, Putin had made it into the western portion of Ukraine. And then they were going to activate and they were going to continue to, you know, support the Russian invasion of Ukraine from that portion of Moldova. So when I see people having to go to Moldova, it just literally tears me apart. But also it's a very big, I'll just call it an avenue for trafficking of women and children. Yeah, it's really sick and twisted. So I just would hate to see people have to stay there for any length of time at all or even go through Moldova. However, as you know, most of the people that are fleeing Ukraine, they have intentions of going back to Ukraine. They will rebuild Ukraine. They will rebuild it bigger, badder, better than ever. And they will go back to Ukraine. In fact, some of the men who were allowed out of Ukraine are already turning around going back to Ukraine because they were American citizens or they were German citizens and they had family there. So they went to get their families out. And now they're going into Ukraine once their families are secure and safe to fight. Seriously. So if you were willing to shelter a family or shelter a woman with her children, and there's even boxes you can check off if you were willing to take pets. Seriously. So that's in yesterday's homework. You could go to that link. I think it's called Help Shelter Ukraine. I'll check it again, and I'll give you the website. The thing that you have to do today, is really, really easy. We need to get behind the Iron Curtain that has come down between the civilized world, the West, the free world, and Russians, Russian people, Russian teenagers, Russian 20-somethings, Russian millennials, Russian Gen Zs. Yeah, they really don't understand the full breadth and depth of what their country is doing. And so the thing that we can do is tell them. Now, there are hackers and activists, they're called, right, who are doing the real heavy lifting of hacking, which, by the way, I'm sure is not legal. But they're willing to do it. They're doing it out of various countries. Some of them are in Poland where they're seeing the refugees. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. I'm not asking you to do anything even remotely like this. This is the heavy lifting that I'm talking about that we don't have to do. We don't have to do this, okay? Sorry. I have to find it. Here.
You know, you should be here in Poland. You should see all these people, refugees from Ukraine. People like you and me.
Hackers fighting against Russia's information war.
We knew that there are people all around the world who would like to do something. But since they can't buy a gun and fight against Russia, we decided to let them use their smartphones instead.
Yeah.
This man, part of so-called Squad 303, online activists in Poland who have built a tool that allows anyone to send text messages and emails to Russians to give them information about the war in Ukraine. An attempt to get around Vladimir Putin's growing digital Iron Curtain. Russia recently cut off access to Facebook and Twitter.
There's a new group that just came out with a website to allow you to text Russian cell phones.
So how many text messages do you think you've sent to Russians over the past few weeks?
3, 4, 5, 6,000. I couldn't even count.
That is what I'm asking you to do. So here's the site. Okay, there is a group of hackers. I'm not asking you to hack. I'm not. I'm asking you to text. I just want you to, you know that I am not asking you to hack websites. I'm not asking you to do denial of service. Even if you have the skill set to do it or you don't have any idea what I'm talking about, it doesn't matter. I'm not asking you to do that. I am asking you to text in Russian, and the message that you need to text is already pre-written on this website that was set up by a group called Squad 303. Squad 303 is named after a American unit that fought in Iraq. I don't know if it's the same. I don't want to know. I just want you to know the website. So here it is. It's also in the homework. It's the first link in today's homework. Just go to randyrhodes.com and click on homework. It's free. And then the first link in there is this link. And it will take you to www.1920.in. And there is a pre-written in Russian in Cyrillic text. You can translate it. You know, it's very benign. It just says, hi, friends, you know, just checking on you, want to see how things are. And if you do it, it will go through like WhatsApp. And if you have WhatsApp on your smartphone, you could actually start a chat with a Russian.